Nobody wants a relationship.
Okay, fair.
No.
And that's true, and I agree with you with that. That is very rare.
And then you got people that say they want a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's lies. They don't really want a fucking relationship. That shit is lies. They'll dead ass lie in your face.
Yeah.
Say they want a relationship and be fucking with mad people at once. Mm-hmm. How do you want a relationship and you ain't focused on one man? Mm-hmm. That don't make no sense. Help me.
Talk about it. Turn the lights out.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
All this damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking. Whoa. Niggas wanna do it like me.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Iraq City, and we are the Money Troll Podcast. Here with my co-host, Chris Evans.
Hey guys.
What's up? So you already know, and you know what I'm saying? We already talked about the whole shit with Drake.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's bigger things, you know what I'm saying, that I want to focus on. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first met you, we was actually having a conversation about a situation, right? And to put it in the small words, I'm going to put it to you like this. Why is a man obligated to spend money just to get to know a woman? And I remember when we had this conversation, I want the world to hear what you got to say, man.
Oh, my God.
The good thing about this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm happy that we did this, right? Because you have, you know what I'm saying, me as a man have my views on it, and you as a woman have your views on it.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe we could come to some type of agreement.
Okay, I would love that.
So that's a fact. So that's the question that I really wanted to know. Why is a man, right, obligated to spend money just to get to know you? Like, you gotta understand, right? Let's say we just met. I don't know you from nowhere. I don't know you at all. Know you from nowhere, right?
Yeah.
I definitely have an interest in you, definitely attracted to you physically.
Right.
Didn't get a chance to get to know you yet because, you know what I'm saying, then I would be attracted to you mentally. But this is a physical thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So for a man to get to know you,
mm-hmm.
does he have to spend money? Let's be real, bro.
Okay, since we're being real,
mm-hmm.
The real answer is yes.
Wow.
But not the way you would think.
Okay.
Okay, I think that, so there's just so many different ways of looking at spending money, right?
Got you.
I remember when we first had that conversation, it was really more focused on, if you're getting to know me, that's also synonymous with like the first date. This is our first time going out. And obviously if we're in a public place or if we're going to get drinks or eat or whatever, there's going to be a bill at the end of that.
Okay.
At the end of our time. Right.
Fresh.
And my stance was that I am comfortable with saying is that I am not comfortable, nor will I go half with a man on the first date. I won't do that. Now, we can get into date number 2, 3 and whatever at another time. But I just feel like for the first date, if you're getting to know me, and I want to say, I do understand what you're saying. You're getting to know me. You don't know who I am. I do feel like still, because we're out here, there is going to be a bill. There just needs to be an understanding that I won't be contributing to this first bill. And that, I don't understand why men have such an issue with that.
Really?
Maybe you could fill me in on that.
I'm definitely going to fill you in on this shit right now. I'm 100% going to fill you in right now.
Fill me in.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Since a man is obligated, a man must spend money to get to know you, right? How would you feel, right, if I came at you and said, what's up, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you coming home with me tonight, right?
Right.
How would you feel? How would you feel if I came at you and was like, yo, let you coming home? Like, after this day, after me spending this bread, you mm-hmm. coming home. You know what I'm saying? You spending some time with me.
Yeah.
You'll feel like shit. You'll feel like he ain't. You'll feel like this nigga ain't shit, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't appreciate it.
You
at
wouldn't
all.
Appreciate it, right?
No.
But us as men, we should appreciate for a woman to come at us and say, oh yeah, he gotta spend money to get to know me. That's how is that fair?
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. I don't think so. Two things. I feel like obligated is a strong word. That's a strong word.
That's the way this era is right now. Yo, we are obligated to spend money. If you do not spend money on a woman, you will not get the chance to get to know her. Mm-hmm. A lot of women will not allow that.
Right.
They won't even give you the chance if you ain't spending money. If you're not taking them out to a nice restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Or taking them to a lounge mm-hmm. to get hookah, whatever, buying bottles, they will not give you a chance to get to know them.
Yeah.
Facts.
Right. And I would say, ladies, that's not entirely fair. And I know that we did mention before that, like, you know, everything needs to be, you got to play it fair, right? If you're trying to get to know a guy, you know that he's taking you out and he's kind of going a little bit further than you in the beginning, like extending the olive branch, then let's not take advantage of the guy. You know what I mean? No way. Let's not take advantage of him by ordering all the hookah and all the bottles in the spot. But I think that what it comes down to for me is, like, I don't see, and again, I did mention before that if it came to the second date and the first date went well, I would be perfectly fine with splitting a bill with a man. I wouldn't mind that, actually, if I liked him. Mm-hmm. But the first date, I do feel like, especially if the man asks me out, no, honey, you asked for my time. So I'm out here. You want to get to know me. You should be okay with paying for this bill.
Whoa. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking to a girl and let's say we having a conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to see me. She says she wants to spend time with me. Let's go out. That's her sitting there basically saying she wants to see me, right?
That is.
But then I still have to pay. Help me understand what you just said, because you just said, yeah.
I did say that. But in my defense, I haven't ever been that girl.
You never told a man like, yo, I want to see you. Never been on the phone with a guy and really liked him. Was like, yo, I want
to
see you.
If I wanted to see a man, absolutely. But I think that the point that I'm making is if we're still at the talking phase and we do need to meet somewhere, I think maybe you can help me with this. Why is it such an issue? Like, why is that an issue for you? I feel like if we're going to a place that, you know, again, we're not going to Prime 112. We're not going to the fanciest of places. We can go to somewhere chill, grab some drinks, call it a day. Why is it an issue for you to front the bill the first time? I mean, it shouldn't be a crazy bill. Like, why do men have such a problem with that?
It's not that we have a problem with it. Because I'm going to be real with you. If I'm going to put you like this. If you was my woman, I have no issue with spending money on my woman.
Okay.
This is where the issue comes now, right? So let's say, like I said, I don't know you. Like, yes, I'm trying to get to know you because I'm physically attracted to you.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, let's say I take you out. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to spend, let's say, what, between, let's say between $300-$500 on a date with you, right? Now, remember, you don't know me. You damn well, it's a 100% chance. It's damn near like an 80% to 100% chance you're not coming home with me because you just met me. So this is our first date.
So he does get it. Okay.
Right?
Cool.
This is our first date.
He gets it, y'all.
So now I just spent all this money. I just spent $300 to $500 on you.
Okay.
Now it's time to go home. You had the best dinner ever. Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times y'all females always got that one nigga. Mm-hmm. That's no good, that doesn't spend no money on you, that you go home to. Y'all always got that fucked up nigga, and the only reason why y'all fuck with this nigga is because he fucks you right. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga's a bum ass nigga. This nigga don't got no car.
Yeah.
This nigga don't got no money.
Right.
But you have a relationship built with this man mm-hmm. to the point where you're comfortable with this man, and you'll give him your body and anything that he wants. And now me, I'm the simp nigga. I just spent fucking $500 on you looking stupid.
All right, you just helped me out just now. So two things. The first thing you said, you spent money on me. You didn't spend money on me. You spent money on what this could be. That's what you really spent money on.
Yo, what?
Real talk. You didn't take me to, we didn't go like on a shopping spree. You spent money on the interaction because we have to get to know each other. That's what you spent money on. You came out, I didn't twist your arm. You came out here for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's something that you were interested in, and I also agree to that. So we're going to spend this time here and see if it works for us. That's one. Two, For the women that do have that guy on the side, I think, baby, it's 2024. Let's cut him off because clearly he's holding his back. But if you haven't, you mentioned comfort.
Exactly.
I know this man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
you
yet.
But he does nothing for you.
And I said, let's cut him off.
But fuck you, right?
But yeah, exactly. But I'm comfortable with him. And I think that at the end of the day, if we all know, if we've all had some experience, you can't buy that. If I have some comfort and I can relax around a guy, then what really can take the place of that? Money can't really take the place of that. So I feel like those are two different things that we're talking about here.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, if you always got that guy on the side,
yeah,
that you're comfortable with,
I agree,
and you're comfortable with going back to that guy,
mm-hmm,
you'll never give nobody a chance with you.
You'll never give
nobody a real chance with you.
I agree.
Because he's always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That one guy, right? Yes. You know what I'm saying? You're comfortable with him, right?
Yeah.
And sexually, he pleases you.
Right.
But also, that one guy, he also gives you a fucking headache, yo. He's fucking annoying. He annoys you. He brings you down. He brings you down as a woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talks down to you. Talks shit to you.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of women go through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sit there and stay by a man that's just talking down to them and bringing them down and belittling them.
Yeah.
Right? But they still go back to this man because they're comfortable with him. So now you got this man. So now you got this new nigga. Not even saying nigga, a man. Yeah. A real man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Got a car. Got his own house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Got a good job.
Right.
And he's willing to take you to the best restaurant to show you his worth and show you what you're worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no. Nah, that's not the nigga that you gonna give a chance. You gonna keep going back to this nigga.
Okay.
So now me as this man, this real man that's established and got his shit together, I look like a simp. I look, at the end of the day, you gotta understand how we look, how we feel.
I get that.
We look corny. We look like simps.
Yeah.
Cause we just spent money on you and you just ran back to a nigga, some bum ass nigga that don't got shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what y'all do.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you really feel like you're competing with that guy, though?
I don't compete with any man.
Correct. You don't give me compete vibes.
Nah.
You give me what's mine is mine.
Yeah.
If I want it, I'm on it.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Okay. So why would that even be a thing? You see what I'm saying?
But
I'm here now.
But there's women that try to put you in that position to compete for them.
Okay. That's true, ladies. A lot of us do that.
They do that. They put you in a position where, all right, yeah, I got guys that I talk to, but that shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let's get to know each other. Yeah, I do. I got guys I talk. They'll say shit like that. And I'm like, yo, bro, I'm the type of nigga. Yo, I'm going to be real with you.
Let's not do that no more.
Hold on. I'm going to be real with you. I'm a different breed. Like, a female tell me that. I'll be like, yo, you got niggas. Oh, yeah. She be like, yeah, she got niggas she fuck with. I'll be like, oh, word? I was like, I'm good on you. I'm good. Nah, we ain't. I'm good. We ain't getting to know each other.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden you change? This is what they say. Why all of a sudden you change up? I was like, cause I'm not competing.
Yeah.
You're not putting me in a competition. You know what I'm saying? You're not putting me in a competition with no other niggas, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here. Like, you bugging.
Hold up.
I'm not being put in no competition because I know what I'm worth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Women don't like that either. We don't like to feel like we competed with another girl.
Not doing it.
So I feel it. I feel that a lot. But I mean, look, when it comes to the first date. And I feel like a lot of women, well, some women won't, let me not say a lot of women, but I do feel like once we start to like you,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the things that men look for starts to just naturally come out. Like, we want to show up for you just like how you show up for us. So I just always say, give us some time. Like, there's going to be a wall. Like, we're trying to get to know each other. Once we get past that, I feel like, you know, now we can go ahead.
Let me ask you something, right?
Okay.
Let's say you met a guy, right?
Yeah.
And he takes you to a boardwalk where there's a nice ocean view, city view. You know what I'm saying? Bottle of champagne, whatever. Y'all just sitting there talking. Y'all walking, sitting there talking.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know each other, right? How do you feel about that? Like, would you accept that as a woman? Like, for a man to do? He's not spending no money.
Mm-hmm.
But he's taking the quality time to sit here and get to know you. Taking you to a nice view, nice area, and y'all just walking. Y'all just walking down the boardwalk, and y'all just talking, getting to know each other. Is that acceptable?
It is. It is, actually. I feel like the younger me is, like, kicking and screaming right now because she's like, girl, what are you saying? But no, as you get older, I think it's more I think it's actually cooler. I think it's more dope because it shows me that there was some thought to that a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was some thought to it. I mean, even if you do rinse and repeat, I feel like you clearly, there's nothing else that we're going to be doing but speaking at this point. Facts. Or swimming in the ocean. So at some point, it's like you clearly do have some intention of talking to me, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So I think that's okay. Is that okay for every date? No.
That's like a one in,
that's a one.
Let's say that's the first date though. Let's say first this date. The first time y'all meet and this is the first day he take you on. He take you to a boardwalk with an ocean view and city view. You wouldn't feel the type of way? You'll be okay with it?
I would be okay with it for the first date. Let me tell you this though.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't know that I was going there and that was a surprise, I would not like that.
If he surprised you, you wouldn't like
it? If he surprised me with that, I would not like that.
Are you serious? Nah.
We're going on a first date, honey. What am I wearing on a first date?
It doesn't matter.
It matters. I'm on the beach now. I feel like guys don't think about that. I'm trying to be cute, all of that. And now I'm on the beach with the sun hitting me.
No, at night.
Oh, at night?
It's night.
Okay. All right, so then I'm cool with that. Yeah, we can take our shoes off and do a little boardwalk. Why not?
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you, but there's a lot of women that would not be okay with that shit.
No, I agree, and I understand why. Mm. I understand why.
You understand why?
I do. This is why I think I'm cool for this, because I understand both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I understand a woman feeling like you pretty much set. You get one shot at a first impression. That's really what they're saying. Like, mm-hmm. you decided to do this as your first impression.
Yeah.
What in the world am I supposed to think about you?
I think something like that would mean a lot, mean more. For a man to take you somewhere like that, somewhere more intimate, where y'all can have conversation and
right.
and focus on each other, that should mean a lot to a woman.
And it does. It does to me. But I do understand my girls that feel like, you know, is this just what he does? You know what I'm saying? Like, does he just pull this stunt? Like, is this like a...
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm listening to what you just said. Is this what he does? He just pulls this stunt.
Yeah.
So you will be okay with him doing what every single man does and just take you to dinner like every other man?
See, the argument there is, what's the trade-off though? Like, what's the trade-off?
What's the trade-off?
Yeah. What's the trade-off?
Because
here's the thing, if I'm meeting you and we're doing this thing and it's clearly not about money or anything like that, mm-hmm. and it's just about us getting to know each other, I'm fine with that. But because it was special, that's why I'm fine with it.
I think
if you was playing with me, I'm not fine with that shit.
I think something like that is very special. For a man to sit here and take you to,
I agree. That's special.
It's very, for him to have the courage to do something like that.
Iraq said it's bold.
For a man to be that bold, to be like, you know what?
I think it's bold too.
That's very bold. Yeah. For him to be like, yo, I'm not going to spend no money on her. And I want to see her, you know, I want her to see what I'm trying to build with her. Yeah. Like, I want to get to know her. Like, I don't want to do what every other man does, take her to a restaurant or take her to a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I think.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm really into a woman, I don't want to do the same thing that I do with every other woman.
Yeah.
I don't want to take you to a restaurant. I don't want to take you to a... I want to do something different with you.
Yeah, I feel that.
You feel me? Now, if I don't give a fuck about you and I'm just trying to fuck...
Where are you taking the woman that you're just trying to fuck, all right?
To a fucking lounge or a strip club. I'm Yo, dead ass. Yo, dead. No, seriously, I'm gonna do what every nigga does. Take you to a lounge, strip club. We can go out to eat, whatever.
Okay.
Because I didn't put no thought into it.
That's what I was saying.
You want a man that's going to put a thought into your date.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't want somebody that's going to be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go to STK. Let's go to steak. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no man that's going to do some regular shit that every man does.
Yeah, I agree.
What makes him different from the rest? You feel me?
Yeah. I feel that.
That's it. But then, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got those women that don't care about that. They don't think like that. They just want to have a good time. They just want to eat at the best restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in the club popping a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just want to have a good time. They just want to enjoy the night. So a lot of women don't look. This is what I always say, right? Like, especially like right now, a lot of women don't look for the future. They look for the right now. when they yeah. when a lot of women when they date a man, they don't look at the future, what could be in the future. They look for right now. What can he do for me right now? How much money can he spend for me right now? You know what I'm saying? What clothes can he buy for me right now? Where Absolutely, can he take yeah, me right now? They absolutely. Don't they don't look at it like, oh, future wise, oh, does this man have a job? He got 401k, he has benefits. Oh, he could buy me a house. He could don't look at the future, nigga. And I always say, like,
yeah,
that shit is dumb, my nigga. Like, for a woman not to look at the fucking future, nigga, you looking for right now what he could do for you right now, nigga? Mm. This nigga probably could change your fucking life, nigga. Like, he probably got a good job, got benefits, all that. And you be like, all right, I'm going to get this fucking man. I'm going to stick with this man, get this nigga to buy me a fucking house that I want with the picket fence and everything, with the dog, all that shit.
2.5 kids.
Facts.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing with that, all right? And that's like a bigger conversation, though. But you have that, you're assuming that everybody can think long term. You think that that's just like a gift that everybody has. Not everybody has that gift, though.
To think long term?
Yes. That's not a thing. I used to think that way, too. Yeah. But not everybody's capable of thinking long term. So you have to meet people where they're at. Some people, all they know is today. They barely know yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And today is what they got. So that's what they're going to deal with. But I do also think it also plays into men have to have some, take some responsibility to the women that they are pursuing. How is it that you are all of a sudden this victim and all of the women that you are pursuing are the same? How does that work?
First of all,
I'm confused. Someone explain this to me.
Because it's this generation. What you mean?
Is it? Okay.
The generation is done, bro. Like, this shit is crazy.
Okay.
Nobody wants a relationship.
Okay. Fair.
No.
And that's true. And I agree with you with that. That is very rare.
And then you got people that say they want a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's lies. They don't really want a fucking relationship. That shit is lies. They'll dead ass lie in your face.
Yeah.
Say they want a relationship and be fucking with mad people at once.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want a relationship and you ain't focused on one man?
Mm-hmm.
That don't make no sense. Help me.
Talk about it.
Talk about it, yo. Yo,
well, I here's the thing. And this is what I truly do believe. I feel like there is anything in life you can do actively and you can do it passively.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm actively dating, I am dating. I am getting dressed. I am wearing the little black dress. I am putting on the heels. And I am seeing guys, but I'm not seeing one. I'm seeing different guys. It might be a different day, but I am not giving up anything to anyone.
That's crazy.
I'm actively dating. I'm looking for something that I want.
So.
And it all depends. Wait, hold on. On the woman, too. Because I feel like a lot of women, I speak for alpha women and women that are like really, they know what they want and they kind of go after it. A lot of women are kind of reactive to a lot of things. If a guy says that you're pretty, you react to that. You respond mm-hmm. to that. A lot of women aren't really into read the room. I like this one, you know? So it's kind of hard for some girls to actually take charge when it comes to their dating life.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's something that you really want, if you know the type of man that you want, then it's your responsibility to go ahead and find that guy, you know? So you gotta, just like anything else, if you wanted a job, you gotta do some interviews. If you want the right guy, you gotta find him.
I'm gonna tell you something, right? That nobody knows about me.
Okay.
When I talk to a woman,
yeah,
I deal with one woman at a time.
Okay.
I'm not, and people, yo, I had so many people like, nah, you lying. Nah, dead ass. Like, when I'm into a woman, when mm-hmm. I'm into somebody, I deal with one woman at a time. Like, if I sit here and meet you, right?
Yeah.
I'm attracted to you. We having good conversation on the phone. Huh. I make that decision like, all right, I'm going to focus on her, see what she about. Right? I put all my focus on you, one woman. If that shit don't work out, move on to the next one.
Mm.
I never, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I was that guy where, you know what I'm saying, like, I talked to different women.
Yeah.
And that never worked out for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll talk to like 5 different women.
Yeah.
And I'll never give any of them the attention that they deserve or give any of them the attention where giving them a chance to, you know what I'm saying, really get to know me or giving us a shot, period.
Okay.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I never was focused on just one person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was just so many, like, and I'll be like, all right, damn, I forgot to call such and such. Let me call her. You know what I'm saying? And then
so you weren't good at it.
And then I'll be I was terrible. And then I'll be with let's say her name is Alicia. I'll be with Alicia and Tanisha will be calling me while I'm with Alicia. Mm. Can't pick up the phone, ignore her call, and forget to pick up the phone. Now Tanisha's mad. Mm-hmm. She blocked my call. She blocked my number because she like, oh, this nigga ain't picking up. All right. So now I just lost Tanisha.
Yeah.
And now I got Renee.
Yikes.
Renee, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's hard.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Kind of personal. Were you intimate with these women when you were doing this? Because that changes everything.
No. So I'm going to be real with you.
Okay.
Let's say, all right, out of the five, let's say I'm intimate with like one or two of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
No, but
that's a lot.
One or two?
Absolutely. Yo, for what bro. It is that I'm saying, it only works when you're not intimate with them. That's the only way it works. Think about it.
All right, let's say I'm intimate with one.
It's going to be somebody.
Let's say I'm intimate with one. And it's always that one that I'm intimate with.
Yeah.
That one that I'm intimate with is the one that I'm always giving all the attention to.
Of course. Of course. That's why
but you don't. This is why I'm telling you, right? I do not talk to multiple women at once.
Okay.
I can't do it, bro. Like, I can't.
I respect that.
I'm a talk to you. If that shit don't work out, dead you and move on to the next one.
Okay.
That's it.
You dead them.
Dead them or they dead me, whatever you want to say. Like, what's well, however way it goes.
Child, he dead them, child. Yeah. All right, cool. I respect that because it sounds like self-awareness to me. It sounds like this is not something that I'm good at. I'm not good at having multiple people or entertaining multiple people.
Nah, I'm not.
At one time. And I respect it.
I can't do it.
That's good. That's good. For me, if I was intimate, then that wouldn't work for me either because I don't function that way. I have to be intimate with one person. That's just me. But if I'm dating, that's entirely different.
You could talk to multiple guys.
Yes, I can.
That's fucking crazy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I can. I can talk to
multiple guys. Yeah, I got
to
stop doing this shit, bro.
Why does it bother you?
Because
look, Renee's not... Todd is not calling me while I'm out with Daryl. He's not.
Why not?
Because he's not. Because I'm good at... That's why I'm like, it doesn't sound like you're good at it.
Why would Todd wouldn't not
call me when I'm out with Daryl.
Why?
Because Todd wouldn't have a reason to. Because I spoke to Todd earlier or something.
Fuck out of here. This is how y'all think, yo. This is how y'all think.
Ladies,
yo.
I'm only doing this to help us so that they can, like, catch up. But, like,
holy
it's
shit.
Not in a bad way. It's just that I'm actively dating. When I'm yours, if I'm a man's, then I'm yours, babe. But until then, it's like, I can date, honey. I'm not giving up anything. But, yeah, so that's why I ask. Everyone does things a different way, but... I know that I can handle it. So it's up to you. It's up to the individual. But yeah, I'm glad that we touched on this.
This is crazy. Yeah. No, but we touched on it, but we still didn't get to a conclusion. Like,
what's the conclusion? Okay, yo, what's the conclusion that we want?
Like, we'll never see eye to eye. Women and men will never see eye to eye because we think totally different.
We do. And I think that's okay.
And I'm the type of guy, I don't care if I'm just getting to know you, I can't even say that.
What?
I was sitting about to say I wouldn't spend no money on a woman, but I'll be lying.
So you would spend money? So
I do. We like, hold on.
He was really like riffing me up beginning, guys.
No.
He's really still going to spend the money.
No, I'm not.
That's what you said. That's what you said, girl.
No, listen. That's what you said. Have I spent money on a woman? Yes.
Okay.
Do I still sometimes? Yo, look, listen.
Do you still sometimes? Just answer that.
Of course.
Okay.
But it has to be something built there. Like, I'm being real with you. For okay. me to, yo, bro, I could have, yo, I'm dead ass. I could have $100,000 in my pocket.
Okay.
I'm not one of those men that's going to sit there and be a trick and just spend money on you. I'm not doing it. It has not, and then a lot of women they sit there and say, "Oh, nigga don't want to spend money. This nigga broke." Nah, it ain't got nothing to do with that. True. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing being broke. It got something to do with. At the end of the day, after I spend this money on you, I gotta go home and look at myself and like, damn, what the fuck? Yeah, I just spent money on this. I just spent money on this bitch, and
we gotta nothing. Get rid of all your mirrors.
Yeah, like yo, you go home. Yo, the men really. Yo, I'm gonna tell you.
I feel that.
Men probably don't say it, but. Men really go home and be like, yo, son, why the fuck I just spent all that money on this bitch, bro?
Okay.
Don't mean to call a woman a bitch.
I get it. No, say how you would say it, though.
But yeah, I'm telling you, that's what they need to hear. Niggas will be like, yo, why the fuck did I just spend all this money on this bitch, bro?
Yeah.
Like, dead ass. Why?
Why?
What was the fucking reason, bro?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times when we spend money on a bitch,
what?
It don't go nowhere. It don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Real shit. So we just lost money for nothing, bro. There was no investment there.
Can I ask you this? Because this brings me back to my point.
What?
How did you find this woman that was not an investment? How did of all the women that you saw that night, you found the one that was not an investment?
You don't know a woman is not an investment until you really get to know them. Like,
really?
I could sit here and talk to a female on the phone for a whole week, right? Mm-hmm. She could say all the good things I want to hear.
True.
Right?
That's true.
And I've been through this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a minute ago. Let's say I was talking to a teacher. She was a teacher. She was a high school teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we sat on the phone for like a week before, you know what I'm saying, we went on a date.
Okay.
Conversation was fire. Everything was good. She's saying all the right things. I'm saying all the right things. Telling her when I'm into... Yo, seriously... And I'm like, yo, son, like, she fire. Like, I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you remember when I told you about the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Going on the boardwalk? I took her to the boardwalk.
Okay.
I did this.
Okay.
I did exactly this. I was like, yo, let's get to know each other. I was like, yo, meet me at such and such. She met me. It was boardwalk with the city view, all that shit. It was fire. It was over there in Astoria. It was a nice view, yo. It's nice as hell. So we over there, we talking, yo. We was on that boardwalk for hours. When I say we was on the boardwalk for like a good 3-4 hours.
Just chemistry, is there?
Chemistry, yo. For chemistry, sure. Was fire, right?
Sounds good.
Talking, getting to know each other. To the point where after that, we still speaking on the phone every day. So now, with me getting to know her,
mm-hmm.
Now I want to spend money. Like, I'm like, yeah, I want to invest in this woman and show her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What she's worth. Like, I'm a really, you know what I'm saying? Show her.
You gonna show her.
Started spending money, taking her out, taking her to the best restaurants,
mm-hmm.
taking her wherever she wanted. You feel me? Yo, I remember there was one night we go out.
Okay.
She got crazy drunk.
Okay.
So she like, yo, I just want to go home. Take her back home, whatever. She mm-hmm. goes, she comes home with me, whatever. So I'm sitting there making sure she ate, went to go get her some food. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure she was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm going to put you like this. The truth always comes out when somebody's drunk.
You think so?
Yeah. Truth comes out when somebody's drunk. Okay. So now remember, I'm investing in this woman now. I'm showing her that I'm really interested in her, spending money, taking her out on a regular.
Okay.
She comes to my crib drunk. I'm trying to make sure she's good. She's laying in my bed. So she falls asleep. She wakes up. We're having a conversation while we're laying in bed. And you know what she says to me?
What does she say?
She says, I don't know how this conversation started. All I want to tell you is she basically said that she brings up a guy that she's dealing with. And she's just like, yo, you know, I don't know why I continue dealing with this guy. Like, he treats me so bad. And I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like he's just using me for sex. So I'm sitting like, what the fuck? Like, yo, from my understanding, she didn't fuck with nobody. She had nobody she was fucking with. From my understanding, she wasn't fucking with nobody, son.
Yeah.
Now, remember, why would I invest in a woman if I feel like she was fucking with somebody?
Correct.
She told me she wasn't fucking with anybody.
So now
remember, she's drunk. Now the truth is coming out.
Okay.
And she tells me all this, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He treats me bad. He's just using me for sex. And I'm sitting there looking at this bitch. I'm like, yo, bitch, you told me you didn't fuck with nobody.
Yeah.
She's dead arguing. I never told you that. I told you that there was always somebody.
Wow.
I'm like, yo, bitch, yo.
Yeah, it's time to go.
I was like, this ain't, yo.
Yeah.
I dead. After that night, like, I ended, like, she went home that morning. Never spoke to her again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't blame you for that one.
That shit is crazy, bro. Yeah,
that's nasty work. as they would say.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Straight. Yo, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's crazy. I can't even really defend that. There's nothing I can say to that one.
Yeah, but I was fooled.
Can't say that. You were fooled.
Exactly. You see what I'm talking about?
I see what's going on.
Niggas get fooled every day, B.
Yeah. Real talk. Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not sitting here trying to say, woman, y'all go through shit as well. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I need y'all to understand, you know what I'm saying? Us as black men, like, we go through shit as well. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? People got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? We all go through different things.
I feel you.
You know?
I feel you. Well, I mean, we might not have gotten to the place we needed to be today. You said we wanted a agreement? A consensus? I don't know.
There will never be an agreement to that.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think that's part of it. I don't think we're supposed to agree on everything. We're completely different. You know what I mean?
Facts.
But I definitely heard where you're coming from, and I appreciate that, and I hope that you heard where I'm coming from.
Facts.
And where the ladies are coming from. So I think that at least it opens up the conversation for, you know, getting it right moving forward.
Facts. But I definitely was fired. Definitely was a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So to the audience, y'all already know what it is, the Money Trail Podcast. Y'all can find us on Instagram at the Money Trail Podcast, TikTok at the Money Trail Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on Spotify, Apple.
All of that.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to the podcast. Yeah. You can find us on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel, the Money Trail Podcast.
Yeah.
No, all that's there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Chris Evans, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? You here for good.
Hopefully, y'all. Hopefully, I'll see y'all next time.
That's what you mean, hopefully?
you said hopefully, but I'm crossing my fingers too.
She will see y'all next time.
Y'all rooting for me? All right, cool.
Fire. All right, that's so what, that's
see
what,
y'all next time.
Real shit. Yeah, y'all already know what it is. The Money Trail Podcast.
Hey. Insane money music.